Welcome back once again. Time for another episode of SLMA Radio. With our guest host today, Erica Goldwater, Director of Global Communications for In River. Erica has been named one of the top 20 women to watch by the Sales Lead Management Association. And today, Erica is interviewing Ellie Merman with the title of her show, Why Marketing with Your Gut is Out and Marketing with Data is In. So you ready? Here we go.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. We're here live today on Sales Lead Management Association Radio. I'm Erica Goldwater. I'm your host today for SLMA Radio. And I'm here with Ellie Merman from Crayon. Welcome, Ellie.
Hi, thank you. So great to be here.
Thanks so much for joining us. So Ellie is a special guest today, as she is one of the winners of the Sales Lead Management Association 20 Women to Watch, as am I, actually. So it's a real pleasure to be able to interview Ellie and dig into her insights and learnings from leading marketing teams in the Boston area. So Ellie, why don't you give us a little bit of information about yourself? Tell us a little bit about you.
My name is Ellie, and I'm the CMO at Crayon. So I run our marketing team. We are a competitive intelligence software platform, and I've been here for the last few years building and leading the team. Prior to Crayon, I was VP of marketing at Toast in the restaurant tech space. Was there through some incredible growth. They've continued to be on this complete rocket ship. So that was a really amazing experience of building and leading a team there. Prior to that, I was at HubSpot. Got some great foundation there. Joined the team really early around the Series A, stayed on a bunch of different marketing roles through the IPO. And that kind of wraps up. That's kind of led me to where I am today. No doubt that there are a lot of ex-HubSpotters around, including here at Crayon. So that's how I got connected to the team here.
That's great. That's a really interesting path. You mentioned the ex-HubSpotters at Crayon. I came from Eloqua as well. We tend to stick together. Interesting, tight-knit, high-growth teams tend to stick together when they can. Yes, yep. Lessons learned, right?
Well, when you find great people that you love working with, might as well keep on working with them.
That's right. That's right. I love that. So tell me, you said that you're in Crayon is the competitive intelligence, but can you define that market for us a little bit, maybe for someone who's not so familiar with what it is that you do?
Sure. So competitive intelligence is all about gathering the data on what your competitors are doing in the market, analyzing that, and ultimately driving action throughout the business. In a way, you can contrast that with a lot of the tools and processes we have today with understanding what's happening inside of our businesses. All of our marketing tools like HubSpot and Eloqua, all of the different available technologies to gather data about our websites and our campaigns and just get great internal visibility. We've become really data driven, but that really only seems to apply with internal data. And we're trying to help businesses get that data driven about what's happening outside of their four walls and understanding what's happening with their competitors and their customers and their partners and getting that market visibility so that they can make better decisions and drive better campaigns.
Well, I mean, that's so important today and such an important aspect of business, gathering all the data, but also being able to utilize it. I read in an article in MarTech Advisor that you said, I'll quote you here, what's missing in a lot of the CI tools and services today is the ability to provide complete and timely intel. And I love that because so often we just gather the data and gather the data. And then what do we do with it? Mm-hmm. So what's the secret to gathering the data beside having Crayon, obviously, as a tool?
Yeah. Well, I think one of the things that has led to this lack of actionability with a lot of the data collection out there is that collecting the data itself is so manual and time consuming. And we spend so much time, so many resources just getting the data and being able to access it, that by the time we've already collected it, chances are a lot of it is old and stale and we can't quite use it. And we almost forget about that really important final step, which is doing something with it. So of course, if you can use technology through any of that process and automate what can be automated, that can really make your life a lot easier. It also just make you let you jump to that step of actionability and allow you to focus on more of the analysis and working with your teams, trying to figure out what are we actually going to do with this data? Do we change our messaging? Do we change the channels that we're using? Ultimately, we're trying to have a meaningful impact on the business and we're trying to use data as a tool to get there. It's not about getting the data in and of itself. It's about what you're going to do with it.
Absolutely. I love that so much because it seems like we're so data obsessed. And like I said, people just gather it. But if you can't action it, and if you're not responsive to what the market is telling you and what your buyers are asking for, what's the point of gathering all that data? If you can't utilize it, then you just have to store it. And then it's degrades so quickly that it's not usable anymore. How has data influenced you as a marketer?
Yeah, it's been a huge part of how I've operated as a marketer. I think I've always been part of very data-driven teams. And especially as a marketing leader now, there's this unifying language, right? So if you're working with sales or you're working with product or you're working with really any other stakeholder or team within the business, they're not going to know the ins and outs of marketing, right? They're not going to know all the things that we're looking at when we talk about content marketing or product marketing. But data kind of speaks volumes, and it has become this great kind of universal language. And so it's been huge for articulating the value that marketing is bringing to the table. It's been huge for getting everyone bought into the same priorities and getting alignment across the business. And so data has been huge for working outside of marketing. But then also, of course, inside of marketing, there's this longstanding shift of, marketing with based on your gut to marketing with data. And so much more of marketing is measurable today. And it's just great to have that clarity to understand, all right, well, did this work or did this not work? Not that everything is measurable with numbers, but a lot can be understood by looking at the numbers.
I agree. It's data is kind of that equalizer. I think we can all understand what the numbers can always interpret things differently. But if you're all looking at the same data, at least you have a similar language. And so I think that's so important. I love that. You know, part of what we do at InRiver, InRiver is HIM, a product information management company. And so we help our customers deliver the most relevant and contextual product information out in the market in an omnichannel way. So from everything from a website to a marketplace, like Amazon or Walmart or what have you. And everybody looks at data in different ways and wants to understand different product aspects and what used to be product information included SKUs and weights and things like that, or really technical specs. But now it's everything from country of manufacture or fair trade. Is the product fair trade, have origins of which country or what have you? So it's learning to be responsive to what customers want and buyers want. And so you have to be really adaptive to that. Our customers find that the data is showing them where people are paying attention and what they want to see. And so they're sort of doubling down on that. And it's all about the product information because that's the data that they want. Mm-hmm. So it's really interesting. The data impacts us everywhere, I think. So I love that.
Absolutely.
Talking a little bit about life as a marketer and a CMO and how you use data, tell me what this award of the 20 Women to Watch in Marketing and Sales Leadership means to you.
When I think of my role as a marketing leader, so much of that is tied in with sales, right? I want to help bring in revenue for the business, and sales is the team that I work with the most, right? We're attached to the hip, and I've been lucky to work at a lot of companies that have had great sales and marketing relationships. And so this recognition is just a great testament to that working so well and having the impact that I've been wanting to have. Being able to work so closely with my sales counterparts and be able to have a meaningful impact on the business. That's what this means to me. Just it's what I'm here to do. And it's great to see that it's actually working.
That's so great. And congratulations. And I think it goes without saying that marketing and sales alignment is such a key to a successful business. And obviously driving revenue is what marketing's goal is. And you mentioned it's not so arts and crafts anymore. You know, the data enables us to show that and have a seat at the table where we say, this is what we're executing. These are the results, or these are the opportunities and pipeline that generated from marketing, or how we accelerated the pipeline. Without data, that's virtually impossible to do. I think that's great. I feel the same way. The sales and marketing alignment is quite easy when you're sharing that same language. And I think that's great. Well, we're going to take a commercial break and then we'll be back in just a moment.
Okay, we got a quick break here just to remind everybody that Crayon is a marketing and competitive intelligence company that enables businesses to track, analyze, and act on everything happening outside of their four walls. Tens of thousands of teams use Crayon's real-time competitive insights platform to enable sales to win more deals, improve marketing performance to break through crowded markets, and inform product and executive strategy to build and launch winning products. If that's what you want to do, and don't we all, then you just simply have to go to crayon.com, just like it sounds, C-R-A-Y-O-N, crayon.com, to learn more. All right, let's pick it back up with Erica and her guest.
Thanks Thanks for coming back, everyone. We are back today with Ellie Meerman from Crayon, and I'm Erica Goldwater from In River. And we are talking today about Ellie's recognition as one of the 20 women to watch in the Sales Lead Management Association. So, Ellie, thanks again for being with us.
So glad to be here and so great to talk to a fellow winner.
Thank you. Thank you. We were talking before the break about the role of data and how we use it in marketing and sales and marketing alignment. Let's talk about the leadership side of things. And as an executive today, what advice would you share with other women looking to establish themselves in sales and marketing?
I think a big part of what has helped me grow in my career is just learning through experience. And to some degree, I think everyone needs to take their own career growth reins in their own hands. And so if that means you want to get experience with a particular area, find that way to do it. Even if that means volunteering for some sort of project in a different department or a different team, go for it. People are very rarely going to say no to free help. So it's a great opportunity to just expand your own skill set. And that can just be so huge. You know, I've talked to a lot of marketers who are maybe frustrated in their organizations because they feel like they're not getting the opportunities that they want. And just because your own organization may not allow for all the opportunities that you want doesn't mean that you don't have the opportunity to actually get that experience outside of your business. And I'm not saying just up and quit your job. Then you know, there are plenty of reasons to stick around. But there are nonprofits out there, or there are just so many companies are looking for support. Startups, a lot of times they don't have the budgets to hire a big team, and they will gladly take help. And so if you're in a really siloed marketing role in, I don't know, content marketing, but you really want to break into product marketing, maybe there's a startup out there that needs some product marketing help. And if you can reach out to them and network and find a way to offer up your services, they will gladly involve you in some way. And that can be a great way to build up your experience within the constraints of your own organizational constraints.
That's a great suggestion. Yeah. And I love the idea about perhaps volunteering for a charity or lending your services on a board, something like that. I find, especially we are both Boston marketers, the tech scene here and the nonprofit scene is very robust, as well as different educational institutions that mm-hmm. will always use help and appreciate a seasoned marketer. So it's a good bit of advice for people that may want to try something new. And what's your philosophy on trying things and let's say not succeeding at first?
I mean, that can be the best fuel or the best learning experience. I think, I don't know if this is an official saying or who said it, but I think you learn more through failures than you do through success. Because when you fail, you get to see what happens, you know, what led up to that failure versus success. There's just so many, I don't know, there's so much luck that goes into some success that it can be hard to learn from that experience. But being able to see what doesn't work can really help with figuring out how to do this in the future. So for example, I worked on a bit of a pilot product back in the HubSpot days, early HubSpot days. We tried to launch kind of a low-end product very much for almost like a future freemium. Did not work whatsoever. I mean, we got a couple of customers. They all canceled eventually. And we learned a lot through that experience about what we had packaged inside of this product, that when the company later tried to do the same thing again, right? We wanted to solve this problem of giving another offering that would be much more low touch, much more kind of an easy upgrade into the regular funnel. We learned a lot from that first experience and completely changed the strategy the second time around. It worked a lot better, and we were able to be a lot more successful that time. And we were conscious of what led to that success. Those failures are actually the best learning experiences.
I agree. That's a good story. I often use the term fail fast. You can fail quickly and learn from your mistakes. Just don't take forever to do it. And especially in our data-driven world, you know, don't wait 6 months to see if this campaign mm-hmm. or program is working, or this new pricing model, let's say, or even I run the content in River. And so sometimes I see that the content is not engaging very well at the beginning. And so sometimes you tweak the format, or you tweak the channel, or you tweak the title. So you don't have to throw the baby out with the bathwater sometimes. But when you do, just do it quickly. Don't take too long to make those decisions.
I think the other thing that happens, I think one of the things that holds people back from those learning experiences is this perfectionist approach to things and being so worried that, well, it's not going to be perfect. And so I've got to keep on working on it, not actually ship it, not really see it, bring it out to the light. And you just miss out on so many opportunities that way, right? Because if you don't get something out there, you never really know how something's going to perform. You know, you can try to perfect something, you get the messaging just right or get the design just right. And then when you actually launch it, you might be completely wrong. And so the only way you're going to find that out is to get it out there and get that real feedback from whoever your prospects, your customers, whoever is going to be engaging with it. And so you just get so much great data that you wouldn't otherwise get through that data, through that feedback that you actually learn. So I think it's important to not worry about things being perfect. Almost assume that they will not be perfect under any circumstances. They can get better and better over time. And I think that that's what matters most, is being able to get something out there and learn from it and continue to improve and over time.
I agree. And then you can iterate, as you said, you know, and you will improve and you might learn different use cases or different information that'll better the product or the messaging or whatever it is once it's out. I like one of the things on Crayon's website when you describe what you do, it says everything outside of the four walls, because that's so important. Oftentimes, especially as a marketer and a sales leader, you think about what's happening in your team or how something's being perceived or how you're going to launch this, but sometimes you don't know. I think that's a really important thing. How can women today pave their path to leadership? I think that's something that's really important for us to share information or perhaps tips as to how perhaps we got into leadership roles.
I think, anytime I work with a team, I feel like natural leaders, they naturally step. It's not like leaders are chosen. Maybe that happens too, right? You're in a room and someone selects a leader to lead the charge on something. But I think more often than not, it's how you show your leadership qualities that gives you those opportunities. And showing your leadership qualities is a lot of times just stepping up and being willing to take on the work that a lot of other people don't want to, or to help make the decision when other people are shying away from it. And so there are so many small ways where you can be a leader, just small group efforts where there's an opportunity for someone to step up. And if you're that person that steps up, people will continue to turn to you. And it will naturally happen over time where someone's struggling with a decision. And because you have this pattern of stepping up and helping lead the charge, they're going to come to you. And so you kind of build up this momentum around being a leader and you fill that role and over time. And so I think one of the things that to keep in mind through this whole kind of natural leadership is that leadership is not authority. If you have to lead with authority, I don't think not real leadership. Leadership is much more a certain amount of respect that you get from others by being able to make great decisions, incorporate great feedback, be able to work with a team and help the team achieve goals. I think that the best way in a lot of ways to build up those leadership skills is through being in more of an influencer role than an authoritative role, right? If you can lead others when you don't directly manage them, that just speaks volumes for your leadership skills. And that's the hardest part. So when you do become a manager, an executive, and so on, you've already learned the hardest part, which is being able to influence others when you don't have a say over what they actually do.
That's great advice. I think that's really important. And speaking about that and leadership and also, I think, inspiring others to think about things differently and try new things, are there any resources as a marketer and as a sales leader that you regularly review or read? Are there some things that you could recommend for the listeners to, aside obviously from Sales Lead Management Association podcasts and content, but anything else that you regularly go to keep on top of things? Or
yeah, I love hearing stories of especially founders, sometimes marketing leaders too, but I just love hearing stories of other executives and other leaders. So it's everything from books and audiobooks. I'm a big audiobook listener now. Before I had a longer commute, I was more reading books. And, you know, Founders at Work was a kind of a great example of just being able to hear what paths people were taking in those leadership roles. Now there are just so many more books on executive coaches that are writing them, or VCs and founders and CEOs, and just what their experiences have been. I think I learn a lot from observing and hearing others' experiences, because it almost opens up your perspective. It's just a completely different path, that different set of experiences than you've had. And you get to learn again from their failures, right? The things that didn't quite go right, but then also the different ways that they've tackled things. And occasionally they'll share the specific lessons that they've learned. That's what I love to hear.
I agree. That's the best part. And I think hearing their unique perspective or vision for something, how they would tackle something, is usually so different than the way other people have done it in the past, which makes them successful. So I think that's great advice. Keep reading, everyone, and keep your eyes open for all different kinds of places of inspiration. So Ellie, how can our listeners find you, stay in touch with you, and follow what you're doing after this session?
The easiest is on Twitter. My Twitter handle is Ellie. Now, it's not just Ellie twice, it's Ellie and then Ellie backwards. So a lot of tricky, confusing orders of letters. So if you find it, props to you. And then, of course, I'm on LinkedIn. Those are the best ways. And then if you want to see what we're up to at Crayon, it's crayon.co.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. And you shared a lot of great pearls of wisdom and insights into your leadership style and being a woman in leadership and sales today, and your marketing insights. So thank you so much for joining us. And everyone, thank you. I'm Erica Goldwater. I'm your host today for SLMA Radio. And we will be back soon. Thank you.
You've been listening to another episode of SLMA Radio, right here on the Funnel Radio Network for at-work listeners like you.